Downtown Sitka was packed on the overcast and humid Friday that the nation's highest court legalized same-sex marriage in every state. But the wet weather didn't dampen the enthusiasm many had about the issue.
I think it's incredibly exciting. I think that this cause has had a lot of momentum over the past couple years, and it's time. So I'm very excited and feel just like it's the right thing. Absolutely.
That was Sitka resident Emma Brule. Her sentiments were shared by Linda Janicek, also a longtime Sitkin.
Absolutely. Love is love, and we all need to go that way. That's the way the world needs to be. There are still quite a few people that don't know and understand and are close-minded, afraid. And it's like, really, the more you know, the more you know. And that's how it is.
Same-sex marriage has been legal in Alaska since last year, when the Ninth Circuit Court overturned the state's gay marriage ban. Some Alaskans are glad the rest of the country is finally catching up.
I think it's about time it gets passed everywhere. But I know it's kind of, since it's been passed here, like, oh yeah, okay. We kind of forget about, we're in Alaska, we forget about what the rest of the country's doing, so.
That was Amber Coons, who was visiting from Anchorage. Before the Supreme Court decision, same-sex marriage was already legal in 35 other states besides Alaska. Among them is Illinois, the home state of Sally Griffith, who was visiting on a cruise. She thought the ruling was a historic step for all people.
I believe very strongly that people have a right to their own life and to live it and to care for those that they care for best. And this gives people the right to a lot of privileges that had been denied them.
Only one person of the 10 I interviewed in Sitka was against the legalization of gay marriage. He didn't want to share his views publicly. Several others didn't want to share their views, either way, on the record. But the ruling wasn't just a matter of celebration or disappointment. A former resident named John, who was back in town for a visit and only wanted to be identified by his first name, simply said that it was important for the Supreme Court to do the right thing by the American people.
I think that the Supreme Court, its job in many ways is to follow trends in the country. And I think that the trends were pointing towards open marriage, towards marriage for gays. There's been, I don't know how many states have already legalized it. And so it would follow that the Supreme Court did the right thing.
And as it turns out, many Sitkins would agree. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Vanessa Walker.